Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 times mercy upon him. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we welcome you in the beautiful silsila, which is actually a complete series of new silsilas. And the name of the silsila is In the Light of Quran. In this beautiful silsila, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Rais Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat Mufti Muhammad Qasim At-Tari Hafizahullah Ta'ala is going to be with us. And Inshallah, we will be blessed with his Quranic insights. Dear viewers of Madani channel, indeed, Quran is a constitution for Muslims. And through this constitution, we drive the laws and regulations to live happy and peaceful and religious life. Reviews of Madni channel, it is also a source of guidance. Those who are following the commandments of Quran, they will be successful and true Muslims. And those unfortunate who are not following the commandments and laws of Quran and disobeying Quran, they will be unfortunate on the day of judgment. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Quran is unique. There were many books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in one way or other, they were distorted and now they are not existing in their original form. It is only Quran which is in its original form and shape. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, throughout the world, Muslims are reciting and seeking guidance from it. Quran is unique because it contains stories of the past and they are lessons for us. And Quran also contains the news of future, which has become one of many sources for the scientists and for the non-believers to come towards Islam. Reviewers of Madani channel, indeed those who are busy in the recitation of Quran, they become beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in one of the ahadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he who is unable to remember me and unable to ask from me just because he is reciting the Holy Quran, I will grant him more than those people who ask from me. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, we will discuss some certain verses of Holy Quran and then not each and every part of that verse, but some certain parts. And inshallah, in this way, we will get Madani pearls of wisdom from our Mufti Sahib. Let's move to the first question of the silsila. Mufsab, there is a wonderful ayat, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, which means, we worship you alone and we only seek your help. So there are two things, worship and seeking help. So according to this verse of Quran, meaning only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. And the second thing, that we should seek help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my question is, that in our day-to-day life, we also come across many situations in which we seek help from others. So is it against the teachings of Quran? And then that Iyyaka na'budu, we worship you alone. So when a Muslim is reciting this verse of Quran in Surah Fatiha in his Salah, so he is actually offering Salah alone. But what is the reason that instead of saying that I worship you alone, he is commanded to say we worship you alone?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two questions. First, I would answer the second question. As Allah Azza wa Jal taught us how to invoke, how to supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Rather than we say, Iyyaka a'budu wa iyyaka astain. So why do we use this sentence of na'budu rather than saying the word a'budu? So basically, first of all, this is the part of the Holy Quran and this is the part of the Suratul Fatiha. And because that is the part of Suratul Fatiha, no change could be brought into the Holy Quran. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed, we have to follow and we have to recite according to revelation. So that's why whenever we recite Suratul Fatiha, we will say the same words, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. The second thing is this, that this sentence leads us towards offering prayer with congregation. Because when we are offering prayer in congregation behind Imam, that time Imam will recite this ayah, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Because if that would be Iyyaka a'budu wa iyyaka astain, so it means he is supplicating only for himself. And when he is our leader and he is our representative in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, so now it is his duty to represent himself as well as those people who are the follower of that Imam. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal taught him the word Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. The third thing might come to our mind, that for example, when we offer our prayer alone, we are not in Jamaat and we are offering our Nawafil, or we are offering first prayer but we are not in congregation, so that time we recite Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. What is that? So basically the point behind that is this, that Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us humbleness. Because when we are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, and if we speak these words, Iyyaka a'budu, O Allah, I worship you alone. So basically we are very humble people, we are very weak people, and we are not proper obedient people of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why when we are nothing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that's why similarly our worships are nothing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why for our worships to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we add our worship with the worships of prophets of awliya kiram and saints and pious people, so that with the wasila of the worships of those personalities, our worships and supplications would be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is one way of showing our humbleness, and that is one way of showing that thing, that we are nothing, our worships are nothing, our supplications are nothing, and we are not able to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are not able to present our worships and invocations in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, but that is the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is the bounty and grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he has given permission us to stand in his court to worship him. But because we are nothing, so that's why we add our worship with the worships of prophets and awliya kiram. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And the first question, that we seek help from awliya kiram and anbiya kiram. So there are two types of seeking help, and there are two types of helping other people as well. Both are two types. The first, which is called ma tahta al asbab, and the second is this, that which is called ma fawq al asbab. What is the meaning of that? Ma tahta al asbab is that help which is done through common resources which we commonly use in our life. For example, if I'm dying for thirst and I seek help from someone and he gave me water, so he is giving me help, he is providing me water, but that is through worldly sources, because he is visible person and he is using his bodily power for that. So that is ma tahta al asbab. But ma fawq al asbab means, if I'm dying for thirst and I call any wali or any prophet for giving me water, and he is too far from me and he is giving me help and he is providing me water from far distance, so that is called ma fawq al asbab umure ghair adiya. Both kind of help could be sought from people, and that has been proven from Quran and Hadith. If we go to a hadith, so there are too many, but if we recite only some ayah of the Holy Quran, so I would recite some ayah. For example, first ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ. Indeed, Allah has helped you in the battle of Badr, or in the field of Badr. Whosoever has recited Quran, whosoever has studied Quran thoroughly, he knows that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran himself that those personality who help Sahaba Ikram, they were angels. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba Ikram, and that is in Quran, if taqulu lil mu'minina alan yakfiyakum an yumiddakum rabbukum bi thalathati alafin min al malaikati munzali. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam promised and gave glad tidings to Sahaba Ikram that Allah Azza wa Jal will help you with 3000 angels. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, bala in tasbiru wa tattaqu wa ya'tukum min fawrihim hadha yumdidkum rabbukum bi khamsati alafin min al malaikati musawwimin. In this ayah Allah Azza wa Jal said, in tasbiru wa tattaqu, if you show your patience and if you show your piety, then Allah Azza wa Jal will help you with 5000 angels. So now in these two ayah, it is clearly said that Allah Azza wa Jal will help Sahaba Ikram with 3000 angels or with 5000 angels. And it happened, means in the Battle of Badr, 3000 and after that 5000 angels, they were revealed, they were sent down, they helped Sahaba Ikram, they supported them, they fought with infidels and they killed them. So that help was done by angels. But Allah Azza wa Jal saying in this place, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has supported you. He has helped you. So what is that? Angels are being revealed. They are helping. They are supporting. But Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, Allah Azza wa Jal has supported you. Allah Azza wa Jal has helped you. Why? Because the help, the support of angels were with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal has granted that power to angels to support, to help Sahaba Ikram. That's why their help was called as the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the support was considered as the support of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this ayah shows wherever any help, any support from Awliya Kiram, from the pious people, from the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, wherever any help from these people, but if that help is with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, then that help would be considered as the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. That would be considered as the support of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now this help was from angels. Now there is another ayah that is which is about Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned about Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam addressed Bani Israel and he mentioned some of his attributes, some of his qualities and miracles. Among them, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Anni akhluqu lakum min at-teen. I design from clay for you. What? Ka hayati at-tayr. A thing which is like a form of a bird. Then I breathe in it, and that becomes bird, real bird. So, and how does it happen? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, bi idhnillah, that becomes bird with the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, wa ubriul akmaha wal abrasa, and I cure blind and leper. The person who is blind, the person who is in the disease of leprosy, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is curing them. And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, wa uhyil mawta bi idhnillah, and I give life to the dead with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in this ayah, in two places, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is describing that I do this, I do that, I do that, but all things are done with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the help, because those people who are blind, they used to seek help from Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would help them with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who were suffering from the leprosy, they used to seek help from Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would help them in that matter. So what is that? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not a doctor. He didn't use these worldly means. He did that help and he provided that help with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, but that help was without worldly resources. That power which had been given to him from Allah Azza wa Jal. That is called ma fawqa al-asbab, and that is called umure ghaire adiya. So this ayah and the particular word bi idhnillah, which has been mentioned here for twice, first time bi-idhinillah, second time bi-idhinillah. It means his help was with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the thing, what we are seeing, we are claiming, wherever in help from awliya kiram and from anbiya kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, when because that help is with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's why that help would be considered as the support and the help of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. And the third ayah, the first ayah was about angels. Their help was the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Second ayah was the help of a prophet. That help was the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the third ayah is about wali. The help of wali is the help of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. As in Surah An-Naml, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned a very beautiful parable about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was informed about a country and about a throne and about a ruler, that there is a woman, she is ruling in a country and she had a big throne. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wrote a letter to her to come to the court of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in submission. Then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam want her to become Muslim. That's why Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam want to show any miracle. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was the ruler of jinns and human beings and birds and animals as well. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam addressed his people and his armies. Among them there were jinns and human beings and birds. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Who is among you which can bring me the throne of that lady before they come to me in submission? So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَقُومَ مِنْ مَقَامِكَ وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. So one of jinns, he stood up and he requested to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I can bring that throne before you rise from your place. So I will bring that. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. And I have that power and I am trustworthy. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam got silent. Then another person stood up and he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. Then another person who had the knowledge of book, he stood up and he said to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I will bring that throne before your gaze turns toward you. I will bring that throne before that. Then what happened? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِدًا عِنْدَهُ. Then when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam saw that throne placed in front of him, he said, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. He said, this is from the favor of my Lord that he has granted that power to one of my nation, to one of my ummati. And لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. So that is the another part of the ayah. First of all, he sought help from all of his armies, all of his forces. And that help was مَا فَوْقَ الْأَسْبَابِ, not مَا تَحْتَ الْأَسْبَابِ, because the person didn't have to go to that place and brought from there physically through worldly sources. Everyone who had to bring that throne, he had to bring that throne without using the worldly means. Okay, so it means Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam sought help ma fawqal asbab. First, jinn requested that I can do that. Then the person who had the knowledge of book, he claimed that I can do that and he did that. It means he helped Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ma fawqal asbab without using the worldly sources. He did that help. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam testified that, and he mentioned that this is from the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the favor of my Lord. It means when any help is with the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, that help is permissible, that is allowed, and that help would be considered as the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now in three ayah, the separate creatures of Allah Azza wa Jal have been mentioned. First angel, then prophet, then awliya kiram. And so these three ayah openly tell us that seeking help from awliya kiram, from anbiya kiram, and from the beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal is allowed, and there is no negation and there is no prohibition in that. And just for getting some barakah, I would mention one of the miracle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, because ahadith, there are many, there are more than hundreds, and one of them is very famous, which is in Bukhari Sharif. In the battle of Khaybar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one night, tomorrow I will give the flag of my army to that person in under the leadership of that person, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant victory to Muslims. And that person is that Allah and His Prophet love that person, and that person loves Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So Sahaba Ikram said that for all the night, we used to wake up thinking about that, who is that personality about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant victory through that person, and Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam love that person, and that person loves Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the next day, when Sahaba Ikram gathered around the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Aina Ali? Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib? Where is Ali ibn Abi Talib?" So one Sahabi told, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is suffering from eye trouble." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "So bring him to me." Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was brought to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spat into his eyes, and he became like he didn't have any ailment. Means he was cured within seconds, within no time he was cured. So now that help which was given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what kind of help that was? That was mafakar asbab, and it has happened many times on the hand of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it means giving help to people by these personalities, by awliya kiram, by anbiya kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, is allowed, and that has been proven, and to call them for help is also permissible.
The viewers of Madni channel, mashallah, Zajal Mufti sahab giving wonderful explanation of the verse Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, mashallah, has given us enough arguments to believe in the permissibility of seeking help from awliya-e-kiram and from seeking help from other dignities of Islam. Reviews of Madni channel, as you know that Quran is source of guidance and it leads us to straight path. There is a verse of Quran in the same surah, Surah Fatiha, which says, "Ihdina siratul mustaqim." Translation, guide us onto the straight path. Mustab, here I want to ask you that the word is used, Sirat al-Mustaqim. So what is the meaning of Sirat al-Mustaqim?
Sirat al-Mustaqim, the translation is very obvious. Sirat al-Mustaqim means straight path, the path which leads a person to Allah Azza wa Jal, which can make a person reach in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is straight path. So now basically the path is only one. From the time of Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Sirat is only one. The path of Allah Azza wa Jal is only one. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Indeed, this is my straight path. هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلْ. And never follow other ways. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. You will be away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it shows and it tells us that the path of Allah Azza wa Jal is always one. That was the path of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the path of Nuh alayhi salam. That was the path of Shoaib alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the religion of every prophet was Islam. Not any other religion. Means Christianity was not a religion. The religion of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Islam. The religion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not Judaism. That was Islam. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. I have perfected your religion for you. And what was that? That was Islam. Wa raditu lakumul Islam ad-deena. And I have liked Islam as your religion. Because that was the religion from the first day. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Indeed, only Islam is religion in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Islam is only religion in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no any other religion. That's why the religion of every prophet was Islam. And that Islam is straight path. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. This is my straight path. Sirat, the word is singular. One path, single path. That is my single path, which leads you towards me. which will lead you towards me. So Islam is the religion of Allah. Islam is that straight path. But because there are some changes in Sharia matters, in Sharia commandments, in every Sharia, so that's why now the religion, the straight path is the religion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is called nowadays Islam. That is Islam, and that is the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Now, after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because many people tried to create some disputes in the beliefs of Islam, in the matters of Islam, so then that path is straight path, which is the path of Sahaba Ikram, and which is the path of those people who are the favored people of Allah Azza wa Jal, and who are the beloved people to Allah Azza wa Jal. As in the same ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us to supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, اِهْدِنَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Oh Allah, keep us on the right path, the path of those people whom you have favored. So mean the favored people, their path is the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to follow them. And now we can search for the straight path very easily. The path of Awliya Kiram, the path of Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, the path of pious people, the path of Sahaba Kiram, that is straight path, and that's the path we have to follow.
Acha Musa, we are, you know, instructed, we are told in this verse that we should ask for straight path. But being a Muslim, we are already on straight path. So when we are already on straight path, then again, why we are being told to ask this dua again and again from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yeah, we are on the straight path, Jee. And we are on guidance. Jee. And in spite of that, we are seeking guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. So what kind of guidance now we need? Jee. In Arabic language, there are two meanings of word hidayat. One is ira'atu tariq, to show the path. And the second is isal ilal matlub, to make a person reach to the straight path. Mean the first is only to show the path, and second is like that, to hold the head of a person and then take him to that path. So that is the another meaning of hidayah. Now there is another usage of siga of amr in Arabic language. When we use these kind of word, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, or any other word, so sometimes the meaning of this sentence and this word is that, oh Allah, show us the right path, and oh Allah, take us to the right path. That is for seeking help, for attaining guidance, and for taking guidance, and for getting guidance. Means we are not on the guidance, but now we wanna come on guidance, and that's where we are seeking help of Allah Azza wa Jalla for that purpose. But the second meaning is this, that, oh Allah, keep us steadfast over your guidance. And that is the another usage of Sighatul Amr in Arabic language. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu aminu. O believers, believe in Allah and in Prophet and the other things which have been mentioned in that ayah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla is commanding them, aminu. So those people who are already believers, so why it is said to them, aminu? So basically, the meaning of that ayah is, according to Arabic language, O believers, be steadfast over your iman. So sometimes Sighatul Amr is used in Arabic language only for getting steadfastness. So similarly here, in this ayah, when we ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, means, O Allah, keep us, means give steadfastness over our iman. So that is the meaning of this ayah. There is another meaning which have been mentioned some spiritual scholars, as Allama Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Kazmi Shah Sahib Rahmatullah had mentioned in some place. He said that there are many ranks and there are many degrees of hidayat. The first degree is this, that a person gets guidance from disbelief to belief. Means he was an infidel and he accepted Islam and he became Muslim. That is the first rank of guidance. Then after that, the guidance of good deeds. The first was guidance towards Islam. The second was guidance towards good deeds. The third one, guidance towards the spirit of those good deeds. Means as we offer prayer, but we know that the spirit of prayer is missing in our prayers. So now we are seeking that help, and we are seeking for that guidance from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh Allah, please grant us the spirit of these good deeds. Then after that, there are other ranks and degrees of the guidance towards Allah Azza wa Jal, which are the guidance towards Marifat. So now there is no limit and there is no end of that guidance, because Marifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal are unlimited, and Marifat regarding that is also unlimited. When we are on a certain rack of Marifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, so we are requesting to Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, please guide us towards the next stage of that Marifat. And because that is endless, that is limitless, there is no end, there is no limit, so that's why till the end of our life we keep asking from Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, guide us towards the next stage of your Marifat. And that's why even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who is at the highest rank of guidance, but he used to request with the same words, ihdina surat al-mustaqim, oh Allah, guide me towards the next stage of your Marifat, because he was in the need of getting the Marifat of Allah Azza wa Jal more and more, more and more, more and more. And it has been supported with another ayah as well, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, walal akhiratu khairul laka minal ula, every coming moment is better for you than the previous one. Means every next moment, because the Marifat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is increasing, not only day by day, from one moment to the another moment, from that moment to the another moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam Marifat is increasing, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is seeking guidance for that highly ranked of Marifat. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam also used to seek this guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, and we, according to our worth and according to our being and according to our status, we seek that guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, this explanation of Mufti Sahab must have removed a confusion from your heart, that when we are already on straight path, then what is the reason that we are again being told to make this dua, that ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So in this way, in this situation, when we are already on the straight path, so this dua means that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us or give us, grant us steadfastness on this sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. Now the steadfastness, we are again and again asking for steadfastness because of this verse. So there must come a question in our minds, what is the way to attain this steadfastness? So let's move to Mufti Sahib and ask him the same question, that Mufti Sahib, what is the way that through which one can attain steadfastness?
There are many ways for that. First of all, everyone has to be aware of the importance of that guidance, because that guidance starts from Iman, and the importance of Iman is obvious. Every Muslim knows very well what is the importance of Iman. If we have Iman, that we can get salvation on the Day of Judgment. Otherwise, without that Iman and without that steadfastness over Iman, there are dangers, dangers, dangers everywhere. So that's why it is the responsibility of every Muslim to be steadfast over his Iman, first of all. Then, being steadfast over good deeds as well, being steadfast over being away from bad deeds as well, that is another kind of steadfastness. So now, the first thing to get that steadfastness is to acquire knowledge, to acquire Islamic knowledge, because knowledge is very favorable thing in this regard, because the person who has knowledge, there are less chances for that person to be away from Iman, to be away from steadfastness. So that's why Islamic knowledge is very useful, that is very beneficial in this regard. So first of all, we have to acquire knowledge and we have to increase the level of our knowledge. The more knowledge we have, the more chances to save our Iman we have in our life. As a person who has knowledge of beliefs, so he would be on right path in the matter of beliefs. And the person who is ignorant in the matter of beliefs, so he might be deceived by Shaitan, by people who are the follower of Shaitan, by the follower of other religions. He might be deceived because he doesn't have knowledge. But the person who has knowledge, he would be aware of the Islamic belief and he would be aware of the importance of his belief as well. So that's why, first of all, acquiring knowledge is one of the best source to protect our Iman. The first thing. The second thing, to acquire the company of pious people, the company of those people who are fearful about their Iman. Because those people who are fearful about their Iman and about their death on Iman. So when we sit in the company of those people, we get that spirituality, that mentality, that mindset from them, and then we become fearful about our Iman on death, and we become fearful about these kind of matters. So that's why good company is very beneficial, and I think this is one of the best source to protect our Iman, because the importance of good company is obvious. Sahaba Ikram got that rank of Sahabiyat. Why? Because of the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tabi'in acquired the rank of Tabi'iyat because of the company of Sahaba Ikram. So it shows the importance of company. And in our own environment, in these circumstances, we know very well the person in which kind of company a person sits. He gets that mind of set. If a person sits in the company of pious people, the people who love prayer, who love generosity, who love good deeds, who love piety, so that person will get that mindset from those people. And the person who sits in the company of doing the bad deeds, so very soon he becomes like those people. So that's why to sit in the company of pious people is very, very beneficial. And the third thing, to be away from the company of bad people who are not careful about their religion, about their beliefs, and they are totally heedless about the importance of belief and Iman. When a person sits in the company of these people, so whatever will come to their mind, they will speak. As we observe, the people speak sometimes the sentences of disbelief and blasphemous sentences. Why? Because they don't have any fear and they don't have any thinking about the importance of their Iman. So that's why because of the company of these kind of people, a person can go out of the fold of Islam. So that's why to be away from the company of these bad people is very, very important. And that's why in the same ayah, where Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned this ayah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالضَّالِينَ. Means, and this ayah, these two ayah, are giving one point. If we have to get guidance, and if we have to be on guidance, and if we have to remain on guidance, we have to follow the path of munamarihim, those people who are favored people, and for that purpose means to be on guidance and to remain on guidance. Being away from the company of maghdub alihim and dhalin is also very important. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned both. Munam alihim, the company of munam alihim, and not sitting in the company of maghdub alihim wal dhalin. So that's why to keep us away from the company of bad people is very important in this regard. The fourth thing I would say, to get ba'a on the hand of any Shaykh Kamil is also very important. Because when we become murid of someone, any Pir Kamil, so there are many means for the protection of our Iman and for the protection of our steadfastness. What are those? First of all, when we become murid of someone, so we die hard follow that person. Whatever he will say, we will follow. Whatever he will do, we will follow that. Because we love that person, we try to follow that person. So that's why when we become the disciple of any Shaykh Kamil, so first of all, because of the love of that person, we try to be on the path of that person. And the path of that person is the path of Iman, because he is a Shaykh Kamil. And for Shaykh Kamil, good belief is the first condition. So when that person is Shaykh Kamil and path of Shaykh Kamil is the path of Islam, so because of the love of that person, we will be on that path and we follow that path. The first thing. The second thing, when we become the disciple of someone, so mostly the disciple tries to listen to that person, try to sit in the company of that person. So when we listen to the speeches of our Shaykh Kamil and when we sit in the company of our Shaykh Kamil, so because of the good deed, because of the good practice of that person, because of the good speaking of that person, our Iman increases, and that gets stronger, that becomes stronger. Because of the speeches of that person, and because of the company of and good practices of that person. And the third thing, sometimes the Shaykh Kamil, because he is our peer and he loves us as well as we love him, he loves us. So he supplicates in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for the protection of the Iman of his disciples. So because of the blessings of the dua of that peer, our Iman will be saved, our iman will be safe and we can get steadfastened because of his prayer. As in the biography of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in how many places it had been mentioned that Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to supplicate for his disciples, "Oh Allah, please grant the tawfiq of tawbah to every of my disciples." And sometime in some places in Bahjatul Rasala, in Qalaidul Jawar, he has described that at every night, at night time, I look at all of my murids, then I supplicate for them in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Oh Allah, please grant tawbah to all of my disciples." So every Shaykh Kamil loves his disciples, and when we become the disciple of that person, so whenever he supplicates for himself, he supplicates for us as well. So might be because of the blessings of the dua of that person, we protect our iman and we can safeguard our steadfastness over iman. So that is the fourth way of protection of our iman. And the fifth, that is supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because when we know the importance of iman and steadfastness, so that's why it is very important to seek help from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because He is the real who helps us, and He is the one who protects our iman. So that's why supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is also very important. And in this ayah, in Surah Al-Fatiha, particularly, we have been taught this supplication, Ihdina Surat Al-Mustaqim. So now here we are supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, "Oh Allah, keep us on the straight path." And that is very, very beneficial way, because other means, sometimes those are right, sometimes there might be wrong. Because sometimes the people get stuck with any wrong person and he sits in the company of bad person, and sometimes because of the circumstances he is not able to get the company of good people. So because of the circumstances, he can be deceived by people and by shaitan, but dua is always with him. That is in his hand. Any other source is not in his hand, but dua is in his hand, and that is the matter between a person and Allah Azza wa Jalla. So whenever we can supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we should supplicate with these words, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, and with some other supplications as well. As in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us in other dua, "Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab." Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. So that is also for getting steadfastness, and that is also for protection of our iman. So that's why I would say the fifth method of protection of our iman is dua, and that is also very beneficial.
Musab, you just made mention of that one way of becoming steadfast on hidayat and iman is that one should have kamil peer. He should make a bayat with kamil peer. But what we have observed, that there are many people who are peer, but they are not following Sharia, they are doing many wrong things which are not permissible in Sharia. So these type of peer sahiban, so I think they are not going to be source of istiqamat and steadfastness for their murid. So what is your answer, very briefly?
There are some conditions for Peer-e-Kamil, for Sheikh-e-Kamil, which have been mentioned in Fatawa Radwiya Sharif in other books. First of all, the belief of that Sheikh-e-Kamil, Sheikh, must be according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the first thing. The second, the person to whom we are making as our Sheikh, that must be a scholar. Because if he is not scholar, so he can go against many commandments of Sharia. So that's why being scholar is one condition for Sheikh-e-Kamil. The third condition, that he must be a pious person. Because if he is sinner, and particularly he is Fasiq-e-Molin, so then how can he guide us? Because the person who is Fasiq-e-Molin in front of other people, no one will follow him. The people will follow in bad deeds as well. So that's why the Sheikh must be a pious person. He is piety. And the fourth condition, that his links with Awliya Kiram through spiritual chain must be proper and he must be linked in that chain of spirituality. That is the fourth condition. But what you are saying, that is about third condition, because he must be a pious person so that we can learn good deeds from that person rather than we learn from that person bad deeds. So that's why that is another condition. So now those people who are considered or who are called or who are known as Sheikh and Peer and big personalities, if their deeds are not according to Sharia, if they are sinner people and they are openly sinner people, and if they are not diehard follower of Sharia, so then they are not Sheikh Kamil. And we are discussing about Sheikh Kamil, and these are not Sheikh Kamil, and they don't deserve to be made as peer.
Subhanallah. And dear viewers of Madni channel, here I want to complete our silsila on this, that Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us to the straight path. And that straight path is path of prophets and path of awliya kiram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us company of His awliya kiram, His friends and sincere people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practicing Muslim. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qur'an.